Sometimes God has to let you get down long enough before he makes himself locatable.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about God's purpose behind our problems.
He wants to know that you want him and not just want his stuff.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When your only options are bad ones, and there doesn't seem to be any way out of the circumstances you're facing, Dr. Evans says God may have you exactly where he wants you. Why? We'll find out as we join him for today's lesson.
In 2 Chronicles 15, we're told in verse 3, for many days Israel was without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. Verse 5 says, in those times, there was no peace to him who went out or to him who came in, for many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the lands. Nation was crushed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. It says there was no peace to him who went in or to him who came out. No peace means they were living in conflict. There was conflict. It says city rose up against city and nation rose up against nation. There was cultural conflict. We'll say city, urban conflict, racial conflict, community and police conflict. On and on in our cities where safety is a big issue, there's conflict. Then it says nation rose up against nation. International conflict. Right now, Washington can't get along with Washington. The Democrats and Republicans are at each other's throats. There is conflict. And it just subsides for a while, then it bounces back. On and on and on. Personal conflict, family conflict, cultural conflict, on and on and on and on and on. And many disturbances, it says, affected all the inhabitants of the land. You and I are affected by not only what's happening with us, but what happens to others that affect us. Many disturbances. That was the situation. But here's where it gets interesting. The end of verse 6 says, for God troubled them. For God troubled them with their distresses. The end of verse 6. Now, wait a minute. I would have thought with all that chaos, it would have said the devil troubled them. I would have thought with all this confusion, verse 6 would end by saying the devil troubled them with every kind of distress, but it says God troubled them. So now we're going to mess with your thinking a little bit, because a lot of things you're blaming on the devil is God. There was no peace, the family disintegration, conflict, urban conflict, international conflict, and God says, if you're going to blame somebody, blame me. See, a lot of us are blaming the wrong person. Because here's how it works in the world. If God is your problem, only God is your solution. If God is the cause, only God is the cure. You say, but wait a minute. How can all this evil be given over to God? Because God uses the devil to carry out his dirty work. Because even the devil is not the devil. The devil is God's devil, because the devil can only do what God allows him to do. So even if the devil is messing with you, it's by divine permission. For God troubled them with every kind of distress. Let me put it another way. The spiritual always precedes the natural. The spiritual governs the natural. The heavenly determines the earthly. So if you have an issue on earth that has been caused by heaven, trying to solve it on earth is a waste of time. If it's an issue on earth caused by heaven, God troubled them, then you need heaven to come to earth to fix the issue on earth that heaven is responsible for, even if it's a problem because they were living in distress. What most people do is spend all their time on earth trying to fix earth when the problem didn't originate in earth or on earth. For God troubled them with every kind of distress. Or as I like to say, everything visible and physical is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. So if you want to fix the visible and physical, you must address the invisible and spiritual that is the root of the visible and physical that you are needing to address. For God troubled them with every kind of distress. He gives three reasons in verse 3 for this calamity. For many days, that is for an extended period of time, Israel was without the true God. Israel was not without religion. Israel was not without church attendance. Israel was not without choir singing. Israel was not without religious programming. It says Israel was without the true God. The key word is the word true. They kept the name of God. They kept praying to God. They kept religious activity. They were doing all of that without the true God. So evidently you can have church without God. Evidently you can have choirs without God, preachers without God, programs without God. Because they carried on their religious activity, but without the true God. Everybody attended church but God. The biblical word for a false God is idol. That's the biblical word for a false god. An idol is any noun, person, place, thing, or thought that you look to as your source. An idol is any person, place, thing, or thought that becomes your source. You look to it first for your solutions. Then that thing you look to first as your source is now your god. Now, in third world countries, we would condemn their idolatry. They may worship trees or rocks or nature or the sun. We would condemn that. But in the West, we have designer idols. I mean, we don't worship trees and rocks. We have American idols. Let me look at some of the idols that we have that have replaced the true God. We got the idol of, race. Where my color trumps God. Where people get offended when you correct their blackness with the Bible. When folk get offended when you correct their whiteness with the Bible. Because their race is more important than God's rules. Where they wind up worshiping black being beautiful or white being right, rather than both having to be biblical. Whenever your race is your source of your ultimate identity, your race is an idol and you are a false worshiper. Politics is a designer idol. Where you think God rides the backs of a donkey or an elephant. Politics is a designer idol when you're more Democrat than godly. When you're more Republican than God. In Ezekiel 43, God says, "How dare you bring the throne of your king and set it next to my throne?" Like we are equals. When God speaks, Elephants got to sit down and donkeys got to back up. It's okay to be a Democrat. It's okay to be a Republican as long as the Bible can overrule either or both. God has spoken on this issue, and the party must adjust, not the kingdom of God. Why were they worshiping a false god? Well, verse 3 tells us, because the second thing it tells us is there was not a teaching priest. There was no teaching priest. It didn't say there were no preachers. He just said they weren't talking about nothing. They were talking smack. It says because the priests weren't teaching, they didn't know who the true God was. The purpose of the declaration of God's word is to tell you what God says, not endorse what you think. You don't know enough to think when God has spoken. You adjust to what he says, not what you think. We have people who are tampering with the word of God, and ultimately it's because there are not enough people in the pulpit who are declaring, thus saith the Lord. They're giving you human opinions. My opinion, nobody's opinion, when it conflicts with God, is to be considered as truth. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. But because the pulpits got raggedy when it came to proclaiming the word of God, the people were raggedy when it came to their view of God. God has been dumbed down in the culture because he's dumbed down in the church. A lot of these problems that we have in our culture is because the church, Christians, have not risen to the occasion to be what God has called us to be, and it's just showing up in the public square.
So what is our responsibility as leaders or even friends? Dr. Evans will tell us when he comes back in a moment to continue this first lesson in his series, Igniting Kingdom Prayer. This brand new 12-message collection will teach you how to pray with power that can move mountains, solve problems, heal relationships, and even change God's mind. Contact us today, and it's yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help keep Tony's teaching coming your way on this station. And it'll come to you along with his popular book, Praying Through the Names of Jesus. There are a number of descriptive titles used in the Bible, and each one tells us something about the Lord's nature and character and helps us understand how he wants to relate with us. They can give us direction when we're lost and deliverance when we're stuck, not to mention forgiveness and grace that'll literally turn death into life. Take advantage of this limited-time double offer before it runs out. I'll tell you how to contact us after this.
The brand new Tony Evans Study Bible is generating excitement among Christian leaders all over the world, like Pastor Jeffrey Johnson of the Eastern Star Church in Indianapolis.
Dr. Evans has blessed us through the years with his preaching and teaching. Now I'm so excited that we get the complete study Bible by Dr. Tony Evans so that we can get our theology together and our understanding of God's word and be able to pass it on to our families and congregations.
Bishop Kenneth Ulmer from Southern California.
Dr. Evans has been a friend of mine for years, and I've never known anyone who has such a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, but more than that, a hunger and thirst to bless you as God blesses him. This Bible will change your life.
And Hillsong's Christine Kane.
We've been waiting for you to do a study Bible full of your commentary. I just think this is a landmark book. I know that I will be using it. My family will be using it. We are just so excited to dig deep into God's Word and especially to get all of your notes.
The new Tony Evans Study Bible, available now at TonyEvans.org.
The Tony Evans Study Bible and Companion Commentary were over 10 years in the making, pulling together a lifetime of insights and understandings that make the Bible come alive. These historic resources are brand new. Don't miss your chance to be among the first to get them. Request them today at TonyEvans.org or reach out to our Resource Center for some in-person help at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to our message now. Here's Dr. Evans.
If your life is falling apart, and you're in personal distress, then my responsibility, a leader's responsibility, even another believer's responsibility, is to take the word, show you what God says about whatever you're dealing with, then give you practical steps to apply what God said, Then ask the Holy Spirit to take your practical steps of obedience based on what God said to bring change in your life. If you came to me with your family and your family's falling apart, I'm supposed to take the word. Another leader or believer is supposed to take the word, show you what God says about what you're dealing with in your family, give you practical steps to implement what God said about what you're dealing with, then ask the Holy Spirit to take your obedience to what God says and bring about change in your home. What happens if your nation is falling apart? You don't change books. You take the same book. Since the Bible says God created government, and you show them the cause based on the word of God of what the nation is. That, by the way, all these issues, immigration and all these issues we're dealing with, the Bible has answers to all of them. All of those issues we're dealing with, the Bible, and the thing is, the Bible has simple answers to them. Answers you could do quickly. Answers that don't cost an arm and a leg. The Bible's got all these answers, but because folk change books, they have to have all these long meetings to try to come up with solutions. But no, you don't change books. You show them what God says about what's wrong in the nation. You give them practical steps to implement what God says in the nation. You ask the Holy Spirit to take their obedience and to bring about change in the nation, because God knows how to do that in a whole nation when folks pay attention to what he says and begin to implement that. But what we got is a generation of folk who change books. They use this book for some things. They use human understanding for other things. They use popular opinion for other things. And they wind up living in distress. The Bible has become, for many people, like the Queen of England. She's got position, but no power. So we'll carry it. We'll hold it up. We'll put it on our phones. But it doesn't have authority. And trust me, God's not going to skip the church house to fix the White House. If he can't even get his people to pay attention. The third thing it says is there was no law. There was no law. You see, when there's no true God, no teaching priests, there are no rules. People make up their own rules. You see? They either have no rules or they have their own made up rules. But we want to adjust truth. We want to make truth relevant. It's okay to be relevant as long as you're not changing truth. And truth is whatever God says on any subject about what he speaks. That's truth. So if God says it, that is the word about it. Science just has to catch up. Was there a solution? Now that you understand how the world works, the spiritual governs it. If God has caused it, you don't know anybody who can fix it. Unless it's God using that person. Verse 4 gives us a solution. Because verse 4 says, but in their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel. They sought him, and he let them find him. Ah. Key word, distress. In their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel. That's the same word of verse 6. God caused their distress. Verse 4 says, but in their distress, they turned to the Lord God, which means God will let it get bad enough long enough till you wake up. He'll let us get addicted. He'll let us get into all the consequences of our sin. He will let you go down and down and down and down till the only way you can look is up. He won't let anybody fix it, any money be able to get you out of it. He will let the distress go down. But in their distress, when things got deep enough, bad enough, long enough, it says they called on, here it is, the Lord God. Oh, watch this now. Elohim is power. That's in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That's power. Yahweh or Jehovah is relationship. See, everybody want Elohim. See, we're going to be praying all year for Elohim. Show us your power. Show us your power. But not everybody wants Jehovah. See, everybody wants God's power, but not everybody wants God's relationship. And you can't get the power if you don't want the relationship. You don't want intimacy, but you want deliverance. You don't want closeness, but you want blessing financially. You don't want closeness, but you want God to get you out of this situation. When they wanted a relationship, draw near, then they got access to power. So don't just think you can go to God and say, show me your power, while you do not pursue a relationship. Sometimes God has to let you get down long enough before he makes himself locatable. So you say, I'm struggling and I can't find him. Oh, God wants you to look a little harder. But I'm struggling, I can't find him. That's because he wants you to go a little deeper. Because he wants to know that you want him and not just want his stuff. See, a lot of folk go to church to get God's stuff, but who don't want the God who gives it.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a funny story that illustrates how God uses stress to draw us closer to him. First, though, don't forget our current double resource offer, Tony's book, Praying Through the Names of Jesus, and his new 12-lesson series, Igniting Kingdom Prayer. Both yours as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help make this listener-supported ministry possible. Make the arrangements today by calling 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, where you can sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and follow along with him as we read through the Bible on social media, this week in Psalm 19. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up your copies of the new Tony Evans Study Bible and Tony Evans Commentary. Why, two resources? Well, here's what Dr. Evans told us recently.
Well, the Bible and the commentary are twins in the sense that they share a common life. At the bottom of both the Bible and the commentary, you will read the phrase, advancing God's kingdom agenda. But what the commentary gives you is more exposition, exegesis, and application, because it is totally given to that purpose. Whereas in the Bible, you have the text of Scripture, which lessens the amount of exposition you can put into the biblical text. But at the same time, the Bible has more supplemental material than the commentary has, like the QR codes and many other features. So they will work together to give you a full understanding and relevant application of all of Scripture.
These are two of the most important resources you can have by your side whenever you study God's Word. Whether you're a pastor, a teacher, or just someone who wants to learn more about God's kingdom agenda in simple, easy-to-read language. Again, get your copies today at TonyEvans.org. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy eventually learned that she already had what she needed to solve her problems. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why Christians often have a hard time making that discovery. Right now, though, Dr. Evans is back to wrap up today's program with a funny story from his younger days.
So, God created his stress. I told you about, Sister Evans, when I met her, and she was not responding at the rate to which I was accustomed. My girlfriend was moving a little slow, so I had to help her sister out. So in Baltimore, there's this amusement park called Gwin Oaks Amusement Park. It had a roller coaster that did this, but the roller coaster would like go out to the end like it was going to jump off and turn real quick. I said, give me two tickets. We got on the roller coaster for two. The wilder the ride got, the closer she got. By the time the ride was over, you thought only one person got on it. Why did I buy two tickets? I bought two tickets to create distress. Because I knew the worse things got, the closer she'd get. You see? Sometimes God has to put us on a roller coaster ride so that we move over and we slide over and we get a little closer and we get a little closer. So if you're in distress, don't let that drive you away. Draw you near, closer, so that you're like Jacob and say, I'm not going to let you go until you answer me. And when you do that, when you get close and want to live for him, want to please him, want to honor him, want to exalt him, want to draw near to him, then heaven opens up and he lets you find him.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.